Shabbos in much earlier than the time that we technically have to bring Shabbos in. We know that we normally bring in Shabbos at Tosefes Shabbos. We add on a little bit before Shkia. In most places, certainly in England, we add on 15 minutes before the sun sets. And that's the time that we add on to Shabbos. And that's Tosefes Shabbos. Now, if we would only bring Shabbos in at that time, there'd be times in the summer, in the height of summer, we'd be bringing in Shabbos after 10 o'clock at night. So what many communities do is they bring Shabbos in early during the summer months. And a question that can often arise is, let's say you've already brought in Shabbos, and then afterwards you realize, oh my goodness, I didn't turn the lights on, I didn't turn the lights off, I didn't turn the switch on or off. There's a melacha which needs to be done. So I've already brought in Shabbos, I've sung Lecha Doidi, I've said Mizmor Shirei HaShabbos, I've done the beautiful Maariv, hopefully, with Kavona, it's beautiful. I've already come home from shul. It could be I need something for my meal. It could be even after my meal. I finished my meal already, but it's still not Shkia yet, potentially. And I want to know, am I allowed to ask somebody else who hasn't brought in Shabbos to do a Melacha? Am I allowed to ask a Jew? Am I allowed to ask somebody who's not Jewish to do a melacha? So there are two fascinating sources here, B'siyata Dishmai in Siman Reish Samach Aleph and in Siman Reish Samach Gimel in Hilchas Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah in Reish Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph, he deals with this explicitly, and he says, V'chein misha kibel olav Shabbos, shah oishtayim kodem chasheicha. If a person brought in Shabbos early, as many of us do, as I say, in the summer, yochel loimar le'eino yehudi, lahadlik haner, oshar devarim shetzorich. That you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to light a candle, and to do any other thing which is necessary. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses, well, firstly, we know that after the sun actually sets, when it's Bein HaShemoshes, there are certain things that then I'm still allowed to ask a non-Jew to do, and certain things I can't. If it's already Bein HaShemoshes, the sun has already set, certainly for 13 minutes after that, then it's only to ask a non-Jew to do things, sometimes if it's the Torah Shabbos, or if there's a great loss, or to light a Yahrzeit candle, or for a mitzvah. Once the sun sets, we're very limited on what we're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do. However, before the sun has set, in our scenario, which we've spoken about over here, so the Ramos told us we can ask him to light a candle, Oshar Devarim Shetzorich. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yud Zayin, Shah Ishtayim, Dafke Shah Ishtayim. It has to be that it is long before Shabbos actually comes in. But if it's already getting dark, already close to getting dark, half an hour before dark, that there, everybody is already keeping Shabbos Chamir, there would be more strict. And at that point, you wouldn't even be allowed to ask a non-Jew to keep Malacha. The Poiskim explain that nowadays, in most places, they bring in Shabbos, the latest would be 15 minutes before Shkia. But certainly, until that time, we're being told, until 15 minutes before Shkia, we're being told, even nowadays, that you can ask a non-Jew to do whatever you like. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Tzidkot Niyot Ches, Afiru Shleibim Kei Mitzvah. Even if it's not for a particular mitzvah reason. Why? Because the Kimisha Odayim Gobel, since it's still daylight, Bavadi Yesh Mokomish Adayin Kibla Aleim Shabbos V'Oisim V'Atam Melocha. Because there are places, definitely, where they haven't brought in Melocha yet. So therefore, Dailon B'Mesha Alidei HaKabola Nishba Yisbats Meinu Melocha. So Bekitza, he explains that it's pretty much open season to ask a non-Jew to do things until certainly until sunset you'd be or certainly until just until real Kabbalah Shabbos 15 minutes before sunset. Let's say it's totally okay to ask a non-Jew mamish to do any malacha which is necessary, and that's good to know. What about asking a yid to do malacha for you in this time? And particularly, what about asking could be your own children? Let's say a parent has already been makabel Shabbos, is the parent allowed to ask a child to do a melacha at that point? So here we look at the second makor, which is in Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sif Yod Zayin, where the Shulchan Aruch says, "Yesh Emim Shemisha Kibbol of Shabbos Kedem Shechashecha." If you brought in Shabbos early, Mutar Leim Al Yisrael Chaveiro Lasos Leim Melacha. You're allowed to ask another Yid to do melacha, because says the Mishnah Berurah in Samach Daled, "The Kibbol Shel Chaveiro Mutar Ein Issa Amir Shaych Bozeh." So since, as far as your friend is concerned, he hasn't brought in Shabbos yet, so you could be walking home from shul, and somebody else is on the way to their minyan, you'd be allowed to ask them, you know, you forgot something, can they turn the lights on, can they turn the lights off? And that's absolutely fine. He says, as long as this is either before the time, you know, the latest time to bring in Shabbos, or as long as there are still people who have not brought in Shabbos in the community, as long as there are still shuls that haven't brought in Shabbos. So in our community, there are shuls which do bring in Shabbos very late. So until that time, it would be permitted even to ask a Yid to do melacha for you. Now regarding asking one's own child to do melacha, it could be a mother's lit Shabbos candles, and then she realizes, oh yeah, you know, I've already lit Shabbos candles. Shabbos doesn't come in for another hour, but am I allowed to ask a child to do something? So here, there's a Chavis Yor in his Makor Chayim, the end of Siman Reish Samach Gimel, and he says that once the adult has accepted Shabbos, then there's already a din of Shvisas Benoy, that the child should be keeping it at that time. So this is the more machmir shita, the Chavis Yor, and he says that at that point, really, the child should refrain from melacha. However, the Shevet Halevi in Chelek Zayin, Siman Lamed Hei Ois Gimel, he writes that since, as far as the child is concerned, if the child has a desire not to bring in Shabbos yet, it's a real weekday for him, and therefore he says Shavisas Bonoy doesn't apply, and therefore he says that once it's okay for the child still to do melacha, then it's okay for the adult to ask a child to do melacha over here. So certainly there is a lenient opinion, this Shevet Halevi, which in case of necessity one could certainly rely upon, even for a parent to ask a child to do melacha on their behalf once the parent has brought in Shabbos, as long as it's still a long time, as long as it's still well before Bein Hashmoshes, even though you yourself have accepted Shabbos early. Kodesh Baruch should help us that we should have calm and serenity on Erev Shabbos, and to remember to do all of those things which we need to do.